You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Looking to buy your dream home or rent that perfect apartment? With the Redfin app, you'll know the moment your next place hits the market. Set up your gotta-have-it wish list, and Redfin will send you real-time notifications for properties that match. And when you're ready to see it in person, scheduling a tour is just a tap away. Thinking about selling? Redfin can do that too. In fact, Redfin agents close twice as many deals as other agents, so they know how to get the best price for your home. And with a listing fee as low as 1%, Redfin charges half of what others often charge. So you could save big, like really big. Last year, Redfin saved home sellers $118 million. So whether you're buying, renting, or selling, Redfin's ready to help you win. Download the Redfin app and start searching today.
Welcome to another episode of the Love and Reality Podcast. I am your host, Ricky Valero. On today's episode, we are going to talk about Love Island USA Season 7. The wild and crazy show has returned, and I figured out what better way than to try to capture the madness by bringing a fellow podcaster, fellow Love Islander. We're just island boys and girls trying to make it here, but I am joined by Jessica. How are you doing today?
I am doing very well, Ricky. Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. And her podcast, sorry, I forgot, from the Your Reality Check podcast, Jessica, you can find her on her podcast everywhere, and I'll link that in the comments here. But yeah, so obviously Love Island is a everyday, must watch occurrence. But what we're going to try to do is capture our thoughts of the first three episodes. I'm eager and excited to hear your thoughts. So let's start from the beginning. I want to know your initial thoughts of the great musical number that kicked off season 7.
Okay. I used to be a dancer. Okay. I danced for, I'm going to say it's now, it was half my life. I danced for half my life. That number was one of the worst things that I've ever seen. And this is 2025. Maybe a number like that would have done half decent 20 years ago. But I couldn't believe my eyes that that was literally what they were doing. The song and dance number, I think it was Austin. He was trying to do the Cordell luggage move. It was just not happening. It was absolutely terrible. The dancing was so bad. The song was also just not good. At least last year's song was catchy. It was a vibe, but it was not good, sadly.
Yeah, I'm sitting here and I'm watching it and I'm like, first off, so this is the thing. First off, obviously we were delayed, right? We start delayed.
And then well, not I'm only in Canada, so I was not delayed, actually.
Well, lucky you, I guess. Well, maybe unlucky you, because you got to see it before everybody else did. But us being here in America, we were delayed. And then we get to the actual show being aired. And it's like, oh, hell no.
Oh, this is what I waited for.
I waited like, it was like 30, 45 minute delay or whatever it was. And I'm just like, come on. Like, something more creative. I'm like, you have so many people that are smart and brilliant and all these things, and this is what we're starting off with. This is the madness that we're creating to start off with. But we're not going to dissect every single moment of every single episode, right? But we're going to talk about some of the cast of characters. Give me some of your initial opinions of the ladies. We'll talk about the ladies first. You know what I mean? We have Shelly, we have Alondra, we have Huda. We're not going to talk about Ulyssa for obvious reasons. We have Bella, and then of course we have Sierra. We'll fold her in already because she was already brought in pretty dang fast. So what were your initial thoughts on the ladies and what you kind of were maybe gravitating towards, some of your favorites early on, you know, because we all have our favorites, you know what I mean? So,
yeah, I definitely am team Shelly at the moment. I love her. She is giving main character energy for all of the right reasons. I think she deserves all of the airtime, honestly. And I am really enjoying watching her. And I really hope that her and Ace get together at some point, because I am truly rooting for them. I don't even know how she's with Austin at the moment. That is just beyond me. I think... Bella, however she wants to say her name. I think in the first episode, I was liking her. I was like, okay, I see her and Nick. It's a vibe. And then I kind of thought the whole, you know, kiss me on a cheek, I don't kiss on the first date. Like, I was like, okay, that's cute. First day, I get it. Maybe you're nervous with the cameras. But now I feel like it's getting too dragged on. And now I'm feeling like you're on Love Island. And, you know, the kissing and the making out and all those games, not my thing. It's too much. But you are on Love Island, so you got to participate at some point. And now I'm kind of like, you know, I don't know if she's going to last long, because I think the audience is going, I think we're tired of it already, and it's episode 3. It's just getting tiresome, to be honest. And I'm liking Huda. I'm liking her, but I think she's just losing me a little bit with just not being open and honest of being a mom. I don't know what she's hiding. And I can see where she's coming from. In, you know, maybe in the past she has been criticized or judged or whatever it was for being a young mom. So maybe that's where she's coming from. And so I'm like, I can't fault her for that. But I'm also like, you know that they're going to find out. You know that you're going to tell them at some point. So why not just be open and honest up front? So I'm liking her, but that's kind of my only thing that I'm just like, ugh, you know, I wish maybe she would have been honest from the beginning. But I would say those are kind of my initial thoughts.
Yeah, for me, so I when you are a single parent in the real world, it's okay to be guarded, right? You're going on a first date, you're getting to know somebody. We're going on national television. You're going to go on a show where the idea is to find love. Don't let somebody start to be smitten and fall for you. Because these people are falling fast. As we heard, a lot of people apparently say, I love you a lot, but
a lot of love bombers in there.
Oh my, a lot of liars, but we'll dissect that in a minute.
Yeah.
But for me, it's like, you have to approach that conversation way early because again, it's confusing. I can really see who to like. We'll talk more about episode 3 in a minute, but yeah, I was early on fan of Huda, Shelly. Yeah. We're on the same page there. Like, main character, star, like, please, like, just get the fuck away from Austin is really all I really want to happen.
You know what
I mean? The audacity of that man to stand up was mind-blowing.
I couldn't believe my eyes.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe it.
And this fast forwarding a little bit, obviously we're just going to weave in and out. But for me, each of the guys were like, oh, well, I thought you were going to stand up. You have the opportunity. No. Some of you guys stood up the moment they said, stand up. Like you could have done one of these right here. Like, you know, the corner eyes, like, is she going to stand up? Because Austin claims that he thought Shelly was going to stand up, and that's the reason why he didn't. No, he rushed to stand up.
He was up before they even said the words.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. So I'm not buying that. And to be honest with you, flipping over to the guys, I could care less about Nick or Austin. I think they're both interchangeable. Austin, I want to mute my like TV every time he talks, but I feel like I'm still going to hear his voice anyway, so it doesn't really matter.
He needs to
Nick, I don't really care about the whole Bella Sierra thing. Like, this is day two, day three we're talking about. Like we're not here in love already. Like, I don't really care about that.
You're there to explore.
Exactly. You know,
so good for him.
I still like Taylor. I'm a big fan of Taylor. Yeah. I love me some Taylor.
He's giving me Cordell vibes.
Yes. Jeremiah, I am on record on saying that I made a video on TikTok that I find myself very funny sometimes, but I have said that Jeremiah he reminds you of the guy that plays in a Tyler Perry movie that is the abusive husband who he's got the great job. He dresses, he looks good. He's like very smart. But when he comes home, he's controlling of his wife. Like he's got the suit and tie out in the public behind closed doors. He's a monster. And that's who he like reminds me of, like Michael Ealy in The Perfect Guy, the movie I compared it to. But he just, there's something wrong. But the thing about it is Huda matched his crazy. That's where I think it was like, where they're like connecting is they're crazy. Right. So
there's something about him and I can't pinpoint it, but it's like a glimmer in his eye. And I'm like, there's something there that is not good. And I don't know what it is.
Agreed.
And to me, I think he is trying to be the OG couple. And I think he wants to be like, he's love bombing her. He wants to be with her from the beginning, wants to kind of be just that OG couple that can go to the end. Or I can also see him as stick with me, number one, I want to be with you. And then Casa Amor, he goes and does whatever. I am seeing it both ways, but there's just something about him. There's a little twinkle in his eye, but not in a good way. I'm like, there's just something there.
There was a moment in the third episode where he kind of gets checked by Alandria because they're like answering her response was like, he's crazy. And I was like, that was the first person. I'm pretty positive she said it, right? She said it. Let me find my note here. Alandria, Jeremy is a little crazy. Jeremiah is a little crazy. She said that. And I was like, finally, somebody has checked him. And he was like, even confused. Like, what did she just say? I'm like, somebody finally checked him for his like mannerisms, how he acts, how he like moves around. It's almost like he's kind of a snake, but he also, again, he's like very good at playing off that I am a good guy. You know, I'm a good guy. You know what I mean? Yeah. And we'll see how things unfold after this episode, though, because obviously the whole baby
he was shook. And you know what? Though, rightfully so.
Yeah. No, I'm not mad at him.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not mad at him for this one.
Yeah.
All right. So tidying it up episode one here, obviously we had a lot of swapping of the spit. I called it Love Saliva USA for episode one. I said there's going to be a lawsuit in a few years saying, were you affected or did you get splashed? Like there was no splash zone. If you would have got too close to your TV, you would have got saliva all over you from this episode. Much. It was a lot, especially when you had the newcomers come in and it was like, they just swapped spit with everybody. You know what I mean? Like it was no holds bar crazy.
It's crazy to me. Like the fact that they just went from person to person, to person, to person, to person, like that, doesn't that gross people out? I don't understand.
And my thing was, how are we judging people about how many people they did this with or that with when like literally 2 days ago, everybody was swapping spit with each other. And I mean, they're like, you're going from one person to another. So like, you're all sharing the same germs here. You know what I mean? Like at some point in time, you probably crossed paths with somebody else that had kissed somebody else that kissed somebody else. So
the recipe for mono, like it's just not great.
I'm like, how often do they get tested? Cause I mean, it's not enough.
It's crazy to me. Like that, I don't think they've ever done something like, yeah, they do those games where, you know, kiss this person to your right or whatever it is, right? Like they'll do those games, but I don't think we've seen like kiss this, go around in a circle. Wild.
Yeah, it was definitely insane. All right. So what was your initial thoughts of Charlie and Sierra when they entered the villa here and post-kissing. We'll talk about post-kissing, not about their initial, you know, makeout sessions with everybody. But what were your initial thoughts of them? And were you surprised that Charlie picked Shelly and Sierra picked Nick?
So I would say initial thoughts. I was like, of course they got to have a UK man in here because that's just what they do. I don't know why, but that's just what they do. I thought I think I was kind of like, I don't know, like he seems a little stoic for me. Like, I don't know if he's going to be cracked on the show. There's just something about him that I don't know what it is. No, I definitely wasn't surprised that he chose Shelly. Like, I mean, she's a hot commodity. Let's be real. All the guys want Shelly, rightfully so. And I mean, they had absolutely zero chemistry. Literally no chemistry whatsoever. And it's so funny. The poor girl, like I said, she's a hot commodity, but somehow she's stuck with this guy they have no chemistry with. And then she's stuck with Austin, who also they have no chemistry with. I'm like, we got to get her girl someone that she deserves.
Yeah. And I don't think he's on the show. Like, maybe Ace. Maybe Ace. But I'm still like, I'm 50-50 on Ace. But what were your thoughts on Sierra?
Sierra, I thought she was super cute when she walked in. I like her vibes. I like her energy. And to be honest, in episode 2 is when I really drew a liking to her. I think even just the ways that she holds conversation, she asks the right questions. She just has good banter with everyone that she talks to. I really do like her. I hope she stays on the show long. I mean, she came in episode 1, so like you can even consider her an OG, even though she is a bombshell. You can consider her an OG technically, but I really do like her. And I think, I mean, I know you don't necessarily have a liking to Nick, but I actually am liking seeing her and Nick together in episode, I guess, 2 and 3.
See, and that's where I agree with you 100%. So I don't like Nick, but I like Nick and Sierra together. You know what I mean? True. Like, I like that combination because, like, there's a lot of people, like, especially like we talk about Shelly and Austin. Like, I love Shelly. Shelly's awesome, but Austin does suck. You know what I mean? So yeah. I do think that, and that to me, like, their chemistry, you could see the difference. And I did make fun of it in like episode 3. Like, Nick's like, man, the boys were saying, like, I ain't smiled like that in forever. I'm like, you've been there for 2 days.
You've been there 2 days.
She even checked him on that too, which was funny, right? But I do think there's a level of maturity with Sierra that is steps ahead of, I think, even everybody, I think, almost. Even Shelly. Because Shelly's like your bombshell, cutesy. She is a little bit out there. She's not as mature, but I think Sierra's more grounded, and that could be potentially good for Nick.
I totally agree. And I think too, I really like them together, and I'm excited to see where they take it from here. I think too, though, it's funny because, you know, he was with Bella in episode 1, who wasn't really given much. Nothing. And I think for him, without saying, he was like, how do I jump ship rather quickly? Because she, you know, isn't, you know, necessarily, not that she needs to like put out or anything.
No.
But, you know, some sort of affection. Something.
Yeah. A little cuddling. You know what I mean? A little cuddling, something. Yeah. Yeah. Because that's what I said. I said, Nick jumped because, you know, Sierra's willing to make out. You know what I mean? Like, that's what it was almost. But it worked out because of the way it should have, right? Which is crazy. And I've got to tell you. So we had the moment where everybody's sitting down. They had the opportunity to stand up, right? If they stood up, then they were a part of the collection that Sierra or Charlie got to choose from. For me, I genuinely did not understand any of the guys standing up in this moment because Sierra and Nick really were close. You watch them in the second episode, to me, I feel like was kind of bad, only because I feel like they had to cut so much of the Ulyssa out of the episode. Like, she was probably going to be so it was kind of like there was a lot of meandering in the second episode. So I feel like they cut her out because of that. So like they had to figure out some ways to splice some things together. but because, but it still did not make any sense at all of why Austin stood up. I don't care if he thought Shelly was going to stand up. He made that decision before he even like blinked twice about that, right? Everybody knew Nick was going to stand up.
It made no sense to me.
Ace, like I understand he's flying solo, but again, I don't understand. Like standing up in that moment doesn't really do anything for you. And then Taylor getting up was absolutely befuddling.
Yeah. So the kissing challenge though was before, right?
Yes.
So I think he was maybe trying to get back at her a little bit.
I feel like he insinuated that a little bit in episode 3, right?
Yes.
He's like, I feel it was almost like, hey, we're even now. It's like, exactly. No, like,
that's what I think, because he was like, I heard what you were doing and I know who you went to go kiss. And the fact that she had the audacity to say to him, you know, oh, you know, we're together for five, 10 minute conversation and that wasn't good enough for you. So then you stood up. I'm like, but you literally went out of your way to kiss Ace. So literally you're even now.
Yeah.
You know? And she started it.
Yes. Yeah, exactly.
She was making such a big deal about it.
Right. And it's, and like, I can appreciate his aspect of things. He's like, hey, look, like again, they're really, I don't know how I feel about them too. Like, I don't feel like they're meshing very well at all. And I feel like that's part of the reason why I feel like we need to have some sprucing up. We need some new bombshells. We need to shake it up big time. Because for me, like outside of Nick and Sierra, there's no real, like, I mean, Jeremiah and Huda, but we know that's on the fence of who is what right now. That's on the rocks right now. But outside of those two, I don't really feel like we have a couple. Yeah. We're going to need to recouple an ASAP, basically.
I agree.
And then people are going to have to come in, because some of the guys that are outstanding, like Austin, like I don't really feel like anybody's connecting with Austin in this place.
No. And like, and usually there's a solid couple from the beginning.
Yeah.
Like there's always that solid couple.
And I think that's going to be Nick and Sierra, right? That's I think that's going to be them. Like,
yeah.
You're right. Because like they were introduced end of episode 1, right?
Exactly.
Like, you know, you might as well, like you said, they might as well be an OG there. I need your thoughts. We saw it at the end of this episode. There was a whole weird dynamic between Huda and Alondria. What was your vibe of what went down here? Because it was like, I almost felt like as we were watching episode 2, it was like, did we miss something? Did they not show something? And then when we see episode 3, it's like, no, we really didn't miss anything.
I was really confused. I was so confused. Like you said, I feel like they're cutting things out. And I honestly felt like I missed something. And then even online today, I was seeing drama between the two and this and that. I'm like, what did I miss? And then in the episode, I feel like it was just very brushed over. And then all of a sudden, they're like, oh my gosh, I love you. So I was just so confused by that whole thing. Very, very bizarre, very confusing.
I was like, are we manufacturing drama? Because I'm not understanding why we are at odds. Like it made no sense to me at all. Why we're arguing, why is there so much crying happening? Like that was just like, to me, I'm like, why is there so much crying happening right now? And it's, I don't know. Let's see here. Talking about episode 3, I felt like there was a lot of meandering in this again. I think the big problem is not having the couples to really back up the thing. Finally, we get to the game. Let's talk a little bit about this game. And yes. I'm going to say this game was whoever wins. Obviously, we're ranking each guy's base.
You have 5 new messages. Hey, Carl, it's Jen from finance. Could you submit your expenses this week? Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again. Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, Spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
On questions, and I can't wait to dissect some of these questions with you because I have some thoughts on some of these guys' answers. But whoever won, obviously the most right, was going to win. And what did they win, by the way? Did they win something?
Nothing. Like bragging rights.
Okay.
They never win anything on the show. It's just bragging rights.
I thought maybe they're going to get another makeout session, or you know what I mean? I didn't know. You know what I mean? Like, hey, you get to pick 72 people to make out with. But we're going to talk about this first one, about these guys. Who they thought cheated the most. Okay. Mm. 4 of the 6 guys said 0 times. Ace, Charlie, Taylor, and Nick. I do not believe Ace.
Okay, thank you very much.
And somebody had commented and said they think it's because he said that because he's never been in a relationship. I'm calling bullshit on that while we're at it too. Okay, so that's 2 lies and we'll back to back, okay? Charlie, Mr. I've slept with 743 people, is saying that he's never cheated. Okay, bullshit.
And Taylor, he's also not been in a relationship too. So,
come on. So that's maybe the excuse. Taylor, I actually believe.
Yeah.
I believe Taylor. And Nick, I'm 50-50.
Yeah.
What do you think of the 4 guys that said 0?
I don't know. This whole time, I'm just like, I like Ace, but there's something about him. He's just giving me Playboy vibes.
Yep.
Player vibes. And then when they opened up this briefcase and I saw 0, I was like, oh. am I wrong? Is he not a player? But then I'm like, then I see Austin's stats. And I'm like, okay, these people got to be lying. And then even the girls were calling out on them. Oh, you guys are all lying. So then I'm just like, I don't believe it. Like, listen, I like Ace. I think he is
Agreed. He's
nice. I would like him and Shelly to be together on the show, but I don't buy that he's never cheated.
There's no way somebody can convince me that Austin has been in 6 relationships enough to cheat 6 times. That's going to be the first comment I'm going to make about Austin of several over the next 4 questions that were asked. Shelly and his I credit him in a way for some sort of honesty, but I still don't believe him. again, sex with the amount of different people in one day. Austin, 4. What the, again.
4. Like, come on.
I love the way Alondra broke it down.
I know.
Sleep 8 hours in the day. There's 16 hours. It's like 1 every 4 hours. I was like, she was like, are you sticking and moving? I died. I was like, that was the perfect comedy relief that we needed for all of our guys.
That was such a, like, they're giving some good one-liners. It was, there's no way. There is no way for 4 girls in a day for this guy.
Yeah, it blew my mind. I just was shocked by this entire moment. And then the most people that said that they love somebody, this is where Alondra clocked Jeremiah for being crazy, which we agree. Jeremiah, Nick said it 50 times. Again, see, this is the thing. I appreciate Nick's honesty to a level here, right? Because that doesn't surprise me that he's a love bomber. It doesn't really.
No.
Like, he just seems like that. But I appreciate the honesty here because, hey, it's like, oh, I love you. You know, I'm whatever. You know what I mean? But it's like, come on. Like, the rest of these guys, I don't know. I just wish there was somebody should have held them accountable, the guys. The girls tried, I think, but not enough.
I'm like, how is this guy telling 50 girls that he loves them?
Yeah.
Isn't he, how old is he? Isn't how he, like, 24?
Nick Love Island, USA Season 7. Let's look at his age here. I didn't even clock that.
A lot of people.
Oh, he's 29.
Nick is 29.
24. Okay, Nick. I was like, whoa. I was like, wait a minute.
Basically he's telling, like, I don't know, I'm not very good at math, but he's telling like
2 per year since he was born.
2 per year, literally, since he was born.
I didn't even clock that. Dude's 24 years old.
Like, there's just no way.
Oh my, I love this. This synopsis. Nick has shown a level of maturity that's surprising for an Islander of his age, especially as he's navigated the drama between himself, Bella, and Sierra. I was like, maturity? What are we talking about?
What maturity?
Somebody wrote a bad article there. Also, the most nudes, Nick over 800, Austin over 1,000.
That is wild.
I'm just like, what?
What girls is Austin sending news to? And how is it 800? First of all, like, I was also thinking about this. How, like, are they have to just be throwing random numbers. Like, how can he just be like, oh, yeah, 800. Like, you're keeping track of it. I don't understand.
Yeah, that to me was very confusing as well. I didn't understand that. How old is Austin? That's a great question, too. He's got to be older, right? Kids. Oh, his face just, he's 26. So he's
26.
Yeah.
Young.
Thousands of nudes and he's 26. Also, wait, that's okay. The math is, this nudes, is
thousands of girls, right?
He said he slept with 104 girls. 100. He's 26. So let's just say math wise, we'll say he started at 18 because we're just going to be nice. So that's 8 years. So 104 divided by 8 years, 13 per year on average. Way to. All right.
It's I don't buy it.
I don't either.
It's literally giving. He wanted to be not the winner of the challenge, but he wanted to just be that person that everyone would talk about, you know?
Oh, for sure. And here we are talking about it.
And I'm so curious. I guess they probably ask them these questions when they're in casting and they're just throwing out random numbers. There's just no way.
Absolutely.
And you know what? If it is, if these numbers are true, I am truly disgusted. Like, I'm like very disgusted.
every single one of the guys was in the 20s. I mean, obviously, Charlie was the icing on the cake, apparently, with 108. He's only a year older, so he's 27 compared to Austin's 26, so that wasn't much different.
But the guys never sent nudes,
right?
He's been with 107 girls or 108 girls, but then he's never sent nudes. I'm like, you guys are all lying.
Exactly. I mean, at least Austin's numbers match, or you know, come close. Yeah. So even if we're gonna
made up numbers,
right? So even if we're gonna say Austin's numbers are reality, they're not. But we're going to say that they are. At least he sent 1,000 nudes to his 104 lovers. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? But, oh, and said, I love you a bunch of those times too. But to me, then you have Charlie, who has said he slept with 108, but never sent a single nude. Come on, Charlie.
No. Like, I'm not buying it.
I'm not a big Charlie guy either. Before we dive into those final moments of episode 3, which is going to be hellacious to go into episode 4. But what are you kind of feeling about the first 3 episodes? I mean, I think we're on the same page of like, we have some people, some staples that we want to keep around, but you agree there's got to be some sort of shakeup. We've got to see some new bodies come in soon, right?
I agree. There's got to be a shakeup. I think I'm really just gravitating towards Shelly right now. Honestly, I know I keep saying that, but they got to do a shakeup. I think we're all wanting her and Ace to get together. So what are they going to do? Are they going to have us vote? Are they going to have a recoupling? Is it going to be tomorrow? I agree that needs to happen. I think, I don't know if I want to say it's a little slow, but it kind of is. To be honest, and I don't know, because online everyone's like, oh, this show has started out so good and it's been such an amazing season so far. Okay, relax. It's only been 3 episodes now. But I'm not wowed. I'm not wowed at all. And I honestly think episode 2 and 3 have been very slow up until literally the last moments of each episode. So I am hoping for a shakeup. I am hoping for some more bombshells. bring us some tea, bring us some drama. But I'm very, very, very curious to see what happens in tomorrow's episode.
Yeah. So, and I'm with you there, right? I'm with you there 100% because to me, A, we need some new bombshells. We need some shaking up. We need to, I feel like if we're going to keep the people, I mean, obviously you can't vote all of them out at one time right now, right? That's not what we can do. But if we're going to get rid of like one or two people, which we vastly need to do, I mean, to me, it's like when you look at it, Shelly, Sierra, keep around. Nick, again, even in my thoughts of Nick, Nick and Sierra are like the foundation of what we want from the show, right? We want couples to be good. So they're good. So let's keep them. Jeremiah and Huda, they're fine for what they are. That's going to be the drama that holds over. But we need somebody in here for Shelly. If it's Ace, let's make Ace and that happen so that we can see if that works. And if it doesn't, let's bring somebody in here that can light up Shelly's world because she deserves that on this show as well. I'm still 50-50 on Alondria. I really don't know. Taylor and her are just not. I need somebody in here to match Taylor's vibes.
Yeah. Yeah. There's something about Alondria that it's so funny because I don't remember where I saw it today, but they're like ranking Islanders and based on, I guess, just like, you know, the public and their just their response. And she went from really, really high up in episode one to really down at the bottom in episode two. And I don't know. There's just something about her. I can't pinpoint it, but I don't know if I'm buying what I'm seeing, to be honest. And I think what's really, you know, what I'm not loving is the fact that she, you know, went after Taylor when she literally did, it's worse what she did. She literally kissed the guy, went out of her way to kiss the guy. The guy just stood up beside a girl to potentially be with her. I don't know.
Yeah. I'm with you there. And it's kind of frustrating because again, like we're not getting, I feel like we're, and again, it's early. And that's the thing. That's the difference because I feel like we're almost watching Bella. It's almost going to be her time to go. I feel like she has to, like, I don't know if she chose to be on the wrong show. Maybe you should have been on Love is Blind. You know what I mean? Maybe that should have been your, you know what I mean? I do want to talk about, what do you think about this whole, I saw this drama about Ulyssa. Did you hear about the Ulyssa lying about her age thing too? I thought that was definitely interesting. Apparently she was lying about her age. So on April 27, 2021, she posted on like her Instagram, happy 23rd birthday. And apparently like, and then this one, there was another one like in 2019, I was like, happy 20th birthday. And I'm trying to think of like age, Love Island, USA. I'm trying to remember how old she said she was.
I have it written down. She said she was 27.
Yeah. And apparently she is older, I think, or something like that. But she was apparently lying about her age is what everybody's freaking out about. I'm like, how did they fumble this so badly?
I know you don't want to talk about her, but very quickly, this has been my frustration with not just this show,
no,
the Bachelor franchise, Love is Blind. I don't understand how they continue to put these problematic people on the shows, and it's not until the internet sleuths have a day and they dig everything up. It's so frustrating, and they need to do something about it.
And my thing is this. If you know that you're going to about to be on the most popular show on
literally
the most popular show in the world, you think you might want to wipe your social media. I'm not saying that's the right thing to do. I'm not saying that your true colors will eventually come out no matter what, but you probably want to go through and just wipe your entire social media. You know what I mean? Before you hop on this show.
Yeah.
All right. Before we go, we got to talk about those final moments, right? Huda, Jeremiah, she paints around the bush for about 20 minutes, it felt like, about what we're going to, like, the bombshell of saying, hey, I have a kid. Jeremiah's reaction, he puts his hands on his ears. He's very befuddled.
He shook.
He was really shook. And the thing about it is I get where Huda's like, she's worried, but at the same time, you got to give the, like, she's kind of in his space, like asking, like, almost like, what is going on in your head? I don't know. The person I've been talking to for 3 days just told me they had a 4-year-old. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I would have to, you're like, if we leave this island together as a couple, I am a stepdad now. You know what I mean? Not literally, yeah. But you know what I mean? Like, I am a, I'm going to, if I want to continue this relationship beyond Love Island, I have to now consider that you have a kid who doesn't have a father figure in the picture.
Yeah, exactly. And I think too, she had the perfect opportunity to tell him in episode one. Remember when they were sitting down and they were talking about their condos and she was like, you know, I live alone, but I have a 2-bedroom. And he was like, oh, you know, what do you use your 2nd bedroom for? And she was like, oh, I'll say that for another time. So this guy is probably like, what are you literally using that 2nd bedroom for? Which,
yes, I mean,
I'm probably thinking like an OnlyFans room or something. Like, right. Who knows, right?
I would love to be like, all right, let's sit down. Jeremiah, I want you to list 100 things that you thought was in that other room. I guarantee you all 100, not one of them was a fucking 4-year-old.
No.
not one of them.
So I think too, like his reaction was also probably like, oh my gosh, we've been together however long it's been, 72 hours, whatever it is. And she's able to keep this secret from me for that long.
It's a big secret.
It's a big secret.
3 days into our situation.
Yeah. It's so hard because I'm not in her position, right? Like I'm obviously, I don't have a kid. So, and I've never had to navigate being a single mom and what that's like. So, you know, she very well could have had been judged previously and for being a young single mom. And maybe that's why she's holding her cards close. But she is, like you said, on the biggest reality show literally in the world. And to me, she should have come onto the show knowing this is me and own it. I have a 4-year-old. It's not a burden. This is a part of me, you know? And I wish that's what she would have done because, you know, there's other single moms out there that are
like
watching this.
Jess from Love is Blind. Owned it. She owned it.
Own it. If there's other single moms on watching, then what message is that sending them? Oh, you need to hide the fact that you have a kid. You need to be open. You need to be honest. I'm going to be honest. If I was in his shoes, I would be 1,000,000% turned off. Not the fact that they have a kid, but for the fact that you weren't honest, open and honest from the beginning.
It's not a Tinder date. We're not on a Tinder date. You know what I mean? Like, I'm getting to know you. And the thing about it is what shows like this are, you're with this person for so long.
Yeah.
Like, these people are filming, like, and I get it, because, like, people kind of go crazy. Like, how can you fall in love with somebody so fast? And we will make fun of people for love bombing. I will do it for the rest of my eternity. But when you're with somebody 24 hours a day for 3 days, that's a lot of time with somebody that you're unpacking so much about this person. Like, it's speed dating on like 7 different levels.
Literally. It's so different from The Bachelor too, because we'll see it on The Bachelor, you know, or Bachelor, it depends. And they may go on, you know, a group date with The Bachelor and they don't say anything. And then they may go on a one-on-one, and that's maybe not until episode 3 that they tell The Bachelor. But in the grand scheme of it all, they've literally had 0.5 seconds with him. So in that context of the show, it makes sense that it doesn't come up right away because they don't have the opportunity, but she's had every single opportunity to tell the guy.
Exactly. And that's the big thing. Again, I get it. You are judged in the real world, and no offense, this isn't the real world. You know, it is in a way, but this is reality. You know what I mean? Like, this is reality TV. It's going to come out and it should have come out. And I agree with you. Walk in the door, own it. I got a 4-year-old. Take it or leave it.
It's cool. No one has ever had a kid from Love Island before.
Right. And that's the thing. And we want to see, and that's the thing, like I've always said, like, I want to see more people with kids, because the single parenting thing is more and more common in today's society than it ever had. The divorces, the this, the that, you know, that's more, it's more common than ever before in reality. So it's like, why not bring that to our reality TV screen? So, but yeah, it's, we've got, it's going to be interesting. I mean, we'll all be seated, you know, tomorrow night at 9 p.m. Eastern time, 8 a.m. or 8 p.m. Central time. And then what, Saturday is the Saturday the recap episode? I think it is.
Saturday is the, what's it called? Not the villa, but they're doing the, like, Sally's going to be there, whatever it is. To be honest, I've never watched those. I don't know if it's a recap or they're kind of just talking about it. I don't know. It's a Saturday night. Like, it's hard. Maybe I'll watch Saturday. It, see what the vibe is, but, you know.
Yeah. And then
gotta take a break.
I can only imagine what our cliffhanger will be tomorrow night, because it'll be like two full days. Because Monday's off, right? No, Monday's off. So it'll be Saturday night, and then Sunday night's live, I think, again. And then Monday's off, I think.
Wednesdays are off.
Wednesdays. I'm completely off here.
So it's Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, off Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and then Saturday's the whatever it is, the live from the villa, live, or whatever they
live
call
from,
it.
Live from somewhere. But perfect. Awesome. Again, thank you so much for Jessica to joining me here. Make sure to check out her podcast, Your Reality Check Podcast. You're breaking down the Valley right now, right? What else are you talking? You're talking obviously Love Island as well, I'm sure.
Unfortunately, I'm breaking down the Valley. Like, yeah. I wish I could say it's been an incredible season, but it's not. But I'm still watching and still, you know, tune in to hear the recap, but it's, you know, not that I love Jax by any means, but he does bring something to the show, and that's what they're missing, quite honestly.
Exactly. I'm actually in the midst of, it's funny because, like, I'm watching Vanderpump Rules. I'm on season 2, episode, just watched episode 6. It was the second of the gay pride parade, where Sheena sung her song 88 times.
Oh, iconic. That is so iconic, that episode.
Yeah, and then, you know, and again, I still love Tom Sandoval on the show, and I know I'm in for a whirlwind, everybody, but, you know, I still love Tom Sandoval. If Kristen forgave him for cheating, even though she really didn't, I forgave him too. That's just how it goes. But thank you so much for joining me. She's going to be back. We're going to break this down. I don't know how much we're going to do it, but we're definitely going to do it because, again, we're just an island boy and island girl trying to make it over here. But
100%. 100%. We're trying to make,
and hopefully we'll be here longer than Austin is. But we'll be back later.
Thanks, Ricky.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again. Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.